This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, one of you wrote about your mother-in-law's health. You referred to her as a battle axe. That term's not politically correct anymore. You can't be doing that. I don't care if you don't like your mother-in-law. I don't care if she, you know. What does that mean? Battle axe. I guess some people spell it B-A-T-A-L-A-X, but I think it's battle axe, kind of like Viking. I mean, when I look it up on Wikipedia, they say battle axe is a term generally considered pejorative for an aggressive, domineering, and forceful woman. Does that make any sense to you? Sometimes in Urban Dictionary, they say it's a woman who is nasty, overbearing, mean, pompous, arrogant, a selfish busybody, aggressive, disagreeable, or any combination of the above. So, you gotta really be careful. It's not racist. It's not, and somebody could say, well, no, maybe it's still politically correct. It's not. It's not. I wouldn't use that term, just like I wouldn't use the term broad. You know, oh, some broad called me. No, can't do that. I'll have my girls set up the appointment. No, don't do that. Don't do that. But let's go back to the idea of there being a battle axe. And maybe what we should do is we should not use that term, and maybe we should just say a older woman that seems to just, persist and persist beyond, right, what you would expect her to persist. Well, we're finding out that our life expectancy may, on one respect, be rising. On another respect, the U.S. life expectancy has gone down more than multiple other countries because of what's been happening with the opioid crisis. But for those who are not overdosing with opioids, they're living well into their 90s, as long as they don't have cancer and heart disease and other sorts of things. Well, apparently, they have a study now of why a woman could live till her 90s. And for those of you that go, really, my mother-in-law is going to live that long? Yes, yes, she can. There's a long-term study of about 22,000. It's funny how people do that. They're like, okay, you know what? I'm not going to divorce my wife over her mother because her mother's not going to live, you know, forever. And then you come to find out that if she could live well into her 90s, then you're in your 70s. You're going through most of your life with your mother-in-law. I feel you. Well, a long-term study of about 22,000 postmenopausal women in the United States found that those whose mothers had lived to age 90 were 25% more likely to reach a milestone without suffering serious health issues such as heart disease, stroke, diabetes, cancer, and head fractures. So we're doing something right. And good going, ladies. If both parents reach the age of 90, women were 38% more likely to live a long and healthy life. I don't know what the numbers are for men. They didn't study the men. But my assumption is if you're a man and both your parents are living well into their 80s and 90s, you're going to do well. The study by researchers at the University of California San Diego School of Medicine was published August 15th in the journal Age and Aging. They say achieving healthy aging has become a critical public health priority in light of the rapidly growing aging population in the United States. And our results show that not only did these women live to age 90, but they also aged well by avoiding major diseases and disabilities. That's according to author Aladdin Shadyab. He's a postdoctoral fellow in the Department of Family Medicine and Public Health. They say it's not really about the number of candles on the cake. These women were independent and could do daily activities like bathing, walking, climbing a flight of stairs, participating in hobbies they love like golf without limitations. So some people say, well, doc, do we really want to live till our 90s? Because we're going to have trouble walking, we're going to have, not the people that I see. One thing I'm seeing, and I saw this in, you know, my patient base, is if you had a woman who was living till her 90s, she looked like she was in her 60s. I mean, she had spunk, she was all over the place. Now, some of you are thinking about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she's in her 80s. She doesn't look like she walks around and does much. But older women, they're able to sit on the Supreme Court. We may not agree with the rulings, but, just because somebody hits an age or a milestone doesn't mean they can't do things. Now, you know, one thing my mother said, and, you know, my mother is definitely wise, you know, beyond her years. She's a brilliant woman. I may not, you know, get along with her all the time, and I, you know, may not want to, you know, spend an afternoon with her, let alone a five-minute phone call. But I have to admit, she's smart. She is a very, very smart woman. And in the 80s, she had told me, and I've mentioned to you guys this, that nobody in my family, men, live past the age of 63. All men don't make it. You know, and then when my father turned 62, she said, oh, this is probably the year for you. I think she had said 62, 63. But I remember when my dad turned, you know, 62 that year, she's like, oh, this is it. This is the year. And unfortunately, he did. He died later that year. And she had told me that the 60s are pretty, this is back in the 80s. Not back in the 80s, but this was, you know, a couple decades ago. That if a man lived over his 60s, he's going to probably go well into his 70s and 80s. That's if he doesn't, you know, get hit during his early 60s. And looks like that's a concept that does seem to pervade with either sex. If you make it past a certain milestone, you're probably going to be good for some more milestones. And that makes sense. Because if you had bad habits, something was going to happen to you earlier. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right. So over the last few months, some of you have emailed me about doctor choices. And this is going to be interesting, and you'll see how this is relevant. And this is something that we definitely don't have our poop together when it comes to this topic. And so I guess one of you was in Las Vegas, and that's my neck of the woods. And some of our medical students, we have medical students from Toro University of Nevada. There's medical students from UNLV in Nevada. We have medical students from UNR, School of Medicine. And I've had ties to all of them. And so I'm telling you right now, the medical students are awesome. You know, but you had declined having the medical student in the room. And And it was because he was male. He wouldn't have minded a medical student, but you would prefer a female medical student, and there wasn't one. And so with this one listener had asked, you know, are we noticing less females in medical school? And we're actually not. We're seeing the number at least 50%, sometimes in some classes 60%. So to answer that one email, no. We're seeing more of a, you know, more of a pretty spread out, a pretty diverse, you know, in terms of gender, you know, enrollment in medical school. Then another one had another email I had received a few months ago had to do with asking for a female doctor, and the male doctor seems upset and concerned, you know, saying, look, you know, I can take care of you. I'm here. You know, no, I want a female. And I get that. And, you know, listener felt bad for asking, but they really felt comfortable with a female doctor and not a male in light of what was going on with the United States gymnast issue and, you know, that doctor having been accused of assault, etc. So, I didn't read these emails to you because, I mean, again, not really newsworthy, not really topic worthy. And so, you know, I get people have preference. And I had mentioned earlier that you do. You have a right to a preference. If you want a female, you could ask for one. There may not be a female doctor available if you prefer a male. You could ask for a male. You may have to wait another week or two or whatever, but it happens. I had many patients saying, look, you know, I love that you're my wife's doctor. I love that you took care of me for my pneumonia. But for my family doctor, Dr. Wax, Dr. Dahlia, I would really like a male doctor if you know of one. I'm like, absolutely. Now, there's a lot of male doctors I know that I love. Let me refer you. Like Dr. Bill Pierce is one of my favorite. Dr. Steve Lampinen. A lot of good male doctors in my neck of the woods. Absolutely. I have no problem doing that. So, you would think everything's kind of status quo until this happens, which is not just something we need to address and hopefully fix. There was an African-American nurse who claimed she was discriminated against because a Beaumont hospital honored a patient request. Now, this occurred in Michigan, and she has filed suit against Beaumont Health for allegedly discriminating against her by honoring a patient's request to remove her from their care. Apparently, this patient was kind of a piece of work. So let's go back a little bit here. So Tika Williams worked at Beaumont Hospital in Dearborn for 10 years, but says an incident in October 2017 left her feeling humiliated, embarrassed, and in emotional distress. A lawsuit filed earlier this week alleges the health system violated her federal rights when they forbade her from taking care of a patient. Williams was working the night shift when she was assigned to a room with two patients. After assessing both of them as she was leaving the room, she overheard one of the patients say she didn't want a, quote, black bee taking care of her. Okay? And, I've taken care of idiots. I've taken care of, so that's what happened. So Williams told her clinical manager, expected the patient to be told that they don't accommodate requests based on race. But instead, the lawsuit alleges that they forbade Williams from entering the room, but still required to give the reports when her shift was over. Now, again, I'm not sure what the new laws or protocols are, but if I had been the manager and I heard that there was somebody making racial slurs and possibly being combative, I would not want to put that nurse at risk. So I would assign the nurse to another room so she wouldn't be at risk. But the lawsuit says during her shifts, there were times the patients in the room needed care, but she could not provide it solely based on her race. Williams notified human resources, but according to the lawsuit, was told patient requests are honored all the time. And the next time it happened, she would simply be taken off the assignment altogether. So Beaumont Health has responded to the lawsuit, stating in a statement, while we cannot comment on the specifics of this case because it is pending litigation, we can say that Beaumont's highest priority is providing a safe environment that is free from discrimination for both our patients and staff and delivering care with compassion, dignity, and respect. So, what I like to bring these issues up on air is, one is, I like to educate the public on how we still don't have our ducks in a row. We may think we've made amazing progress, and then we have something like this. A patient doesn't want a nurse, whether it's a race, whether it's a gender, etc., working on them. They make a slur. The manager keeps them separated. The hospital gets sued. What should the hospital have done? Where I am always uneasy is, I know a lot of my listeners are employers, they're managers, they're business owners, they're employees. I don't like to be stuck between a rock and a hard place. That is probably what makes me the most uncomfortable. It's not smells, it's not jokes, right? You know, it's not, you know, sights of blood or anything like that. What always kind of makes me squirm in my seat is when you are presented with a problem. And if you go to the left, you could be in trouble. If you go to the right, you could be in trouble. And so I like to teach people, okay, well, you know, this is what you do in this situation. I don't know what the hospital should have done. If I think any of my staff are going to be assaulted verbally, physically, sexually, I'm keeping them separated. But if I were to separate a staff person from somebody who made a racial slur, would I then be sued for discrimination? But if I let that staff person, and because remember, they're doing their job, so in a way it's not letting, you know, if you assign somebody a shift, you're kind of forcing them indirectly to work. If you force them to work with somebody who was already verbally assaulting them, do you get sued doing that? So for any of you that work in these large corporations, you might want to revisit this with your human resources on what is the best way to do this. Because you may have a customer who comes in going, nah, I don't want a woman. Or I don't want an African American. Or I don't want a Jew. Or I don't want an Asian. No. Or I don't want a Hispanic. I want somebody else waiting on me. So, manager is reluctant to get the person out of the line, get the employee out of the line of fire. Will that manager now be liable because he separated the two? Then, let's take this another step, being devil's advocate. Do you have a right as a patient to choose who takes care of you? We all the time say, oh, I prefer a male doctor, I prefer a female doctor. Does that extend to race? Yeah, I told you, I had a patient that came in and saw me and said, I am so glad I met you because I do not want to go to any more Jewish doctors. And I go, sorry, I'm Jewish. If she asked me, can you please not send me to a Jewish doctor? I'd say, you know, look, here are referrals. You decide. I don't know their religion, but I need you to see a cardiologist or whatever here. I'm not one to sit here and judge. It's going to be that way also with our nationality, too, and our race. I mean, as we have many people of mixed race. But, do you, as a patient, have a right to ask for a female or ask for a male? Or if you are Vietnamese, ask for somebody of Vietnamese descent. I had a lot of patients that asked me for somebody who was Spanish-speaking. Said, look, you know, doctor, you speak Spanish. Can the cardiologist or the specialist speak Spanish, too? So I would have to find somebody that spoke Spanish. And again, that's not a problem because it's trying to line somebody up. But when you have somebody refuse somebody on race, that starts to turn the table. So what are hospitals or medical centers supposed to do? Do they protect the employee or do they protect First Amendment rights? 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by ProPure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
USA Radio News.
Investigators have recovered the body of 20-year-old college student Molly Tibbetts, who disappeared from her small Iowa town over a month ago. There will be a 5 p.m. news conference in Iowa. Dan Shore is a former police investigator. He says joggers need to take caution every time they head out for a run.
People who are jogging are vulnerable, and we don't know for sure that she was abducted when she was jogging. We'll learn a lot more, and police are certainly learning a lot more by looking at the body now, finding out what happened. Did she go with someone she knew? Was she abducted by a stranger? There's a lot of information that police are certainly trying to piece together right now.
Jurors today indicated that they are struggling to reach a unanimous verdict on at least one or more counts against Paul Manafort in his bank and tax fraud trial. They sent a note to the judge asking what to do in this situation. He replied and urged them to redouble their efforts. Worth noting, the judge did not offer them any other options regarding this case. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure, you were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
From the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama.
This is a bad time to be coming down off of that high.
Comes an epic tale.
I like war, but I wouldn't say I love it.
Of growing up.
Isn't there a point in everyone's life where they need to go figure out who they are?
In the Dark Ages.
I want to get rid of all the diseases plaguing mankind and replace them with worse ones.
Disenchantment.
Anybody looks at her, they get their head chopped off.
Boy, did I look at her.
Only on Netflix.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, sadly, we say goodbye to Aretha Franklin, 76 years old, who we were told a few days ago had unfortunately been receiving hospice care, and family was warned that they may have to be prepared to say their goodbyes. And she passed away early this morning. According to the AP News, Aretha Franklin, the long-reigning queen of soul who sang with matchless style on her classics such as Think and her signature song Respect, died Thursday at age 76, according to her representative, Gwendolyn Quinn. The cause was advanced pancreatic cancer. Now, as we discussed last week, and a few years back, there were rumors that circulated that she did have pancreatic cancer. And she vehemently denied them, and I don't blame her. I mean, I don't blame her. She, in an interview with Access Hollywood, had said a while back, I don't know where pancreatic cancer came from. I was sitting there reading the newspaper, It was saying someone in my family said that. No one in my family ever said that to anybody. And what I thought was so admirable, and I think beneficial to her health, was she put a stop to a media frenzy that was surrounding her health years ago regarding pancreatic cancer, and she put a stop to it. That was, nope, that's not what's going on, not happening, leave me alone. And people listened. And I think that really attributed or contributed to her living as long as she did with pancreatic cancer. Pancreatic cancer is lethal. It is not an easy cancer to have. And unfortunately, she lost a lot of weight. I mean, she did. And, you know, this battle, she unfortunately went through for multiple years. Now, I mean, what is the average, you know, what is the average prognosis for someone with pancreatic cancer? Well, it really depends. It depends on how quickly it's found. And unfortunately, many people don't have symptoms. You know, they don't have symptoms until it's farther along. Symptoms would be pain in the upper abdomen that may radiate to the back, a loss of appetite, unintended weight loss, depression. Maybe you have blood clots, maybe you're fatigued, you may have jaundice. Sometimes they say painless jaundice, where you start to turn yellow, the yellow of your eyes, yellow of your skin, and but you don't have pain, you don't have abdominal pain. That could be a sign of pancreatic cancer. Full-blown pancreatic cancer, yes, you're going to start having pain and bloating, etc. But sometimes pancreatic cancer is so quiet. Like, my mother-in-law had a form of it. She had a form of biliary cancer that they thought was pancreatic. Nobody knew she had cancer until her last week or two. I mean, I suspected because, you know, she had been a diabetic for so long, and then she started to not be diabetic. However, what's interesting about pancreatic cancer is if you all of a sudden become diabetic out of the blue, that could be a sign of pancreatic cancer. Now, why? Why would all of a sudden becoming diabetic be related to cancer if cancer causes you to lose weight and burns up your sugar? Well, the reason why is pancreatic cancer affects the pancreas. And the pancreas is the main organ that produces insulin. And so if the pancreas is compromised, it's not going to produce insulin, and people's sugars are going to rise. So new onset diabetes could be a sign that you have a pancreas issue. Now, not all diabetics have pancreatic cancer. I don't want everyone to, you know, be concerned. But it's something that if you all of a sudden at the age of 55 turn diabetic, you need to be aware. Was Aretha Franklin diabetic? We're being told yes. She reportedly did have diabetes. I'm not sure when it was diagnosed. Again, Aretha had privacy surrounding her health issues, as she should have. But we were told she did have diabetes. I believe she said that her diabetes was in good control. And I you know, tough. I mean, she was tough. And so, you know, pancreatic cancer cases, we're being told, are on the rise. Also, diabetes is on the rise. What I think they say 30 million Americans have diabetes, and close to 100 million Americans are pre-diabetic. So, no wonder pancreatic cases are rising. Now, let's say you developed diabetes when you were a kid. Are you going to be at higher risk? Well, I don't think we've seen a correlation. Let's say you start gaining weight, and in your 30s and 40s, your blood sugars are rising, and then by the time you're 45, you get diagnosed with diabetes. No, I don't necessarily, I would not be screening you for pancreatic cancer right then and there, and because, you know, later onset or adult onset diabetes many times happens when you're middle age. And again, I don't want you to think that the reason why you're getting diabetes is because you have cancer. It's just some new onset diabetes could be from cancer. But could you being diabetic put you at risk for pancreatic cancer or other sorts of cancer? And my answer is a vehement yes. When I was in medical school, they were talking about how diabetes suppresses the immune system. And we talked about how that happens. You know, your body and your cells need to be able to, you know, need to be able to, you know, fight infection and get where they need to go. And sticky sugar being in the way doesn't help. And diabetes is where you have more sugar in your blood than needs to be. Sugar needs to come, you know, into your body through your mouth, kind of like the waiting room. It needs to get absorbed from the bloodstream or the hallway into the cells or the rooms. We got to get that sugar from the hallway into the cells, into the rooms, or the bloodstream into the cells. And insulin is the key to make that happen. If sugar can't get into the cells, you can't feed the body. If sugar stays in the bloodstream, it kind of messes with a lot of things. Sugar goes to places it shouldn't go. It's very, very sticky, so it clogs arteries. It prevents immune cells from working, you know, well. So when I was in medical school, I'm going, well, wait a second. If diabetes suppresses the immune system, then will diabetics get cancer easily? And in the 90s, they were like, no, we really don't see a correlation with diabetes and cancer. And I'm like, well, that's odd. Because if we have tumor necrosis factor and tumor suppressor genes and all sorts of other stuff, wouldn't they work better if you're non-diabetic? But in the 90s, nobody brought up a correlation. And then I started to notice increase in pancreatic cancer. And I'm like, it's got to be related. Diabetes has got to be related. And now they're starting to say, yep. So your pancreas, according to the Mayo Clinic, it's only about 6 inches long. It looks like a pear lying on its side. And it secretes these hormones like insulin, helps your body process sugars and the foods you eat, obviously. It's the key to the door to get the sugar from the bloodstream to the cell. So pancreatic cancer occurs when the cells go rogue in the pancreas. So if there's a mutation in the DNA, the cells could grow uncontrollably and then obviously create a tumor. And most pancreatic cancer begins in the cells that line the ducts of the pancreas. It's called pancreatic adenocarcinoma or pancreatic exocrine cancer. Very rarely they come from the hormone-producing cells or the neuroendocrine cells. Those would then be like islet cell tumors or other sorts of neuroendocrine tumors. But if something's going on with the duct, what could be causing inflammation of the ducts? Could it be gallstones that's causing back pressure that then inflames the ducts? Could it be that these ducts have to keep shooting out insulin, and because there's so much more work they're doing, that may increase the potential for one of the cells to get inflamed and go rogue? We don't know. One theory that I had that had been circulating for a while is one cause of diabetes may be a virus, where you get a virus and the virus attacks your pancreas. Even though diabetes is genetic, some people that get diabetes don't have it in the family. So maybe a virus attacked the pancreas. What if that virus that attacked the pancreas caused them to have diabetes is also a virus that induced the cancer? We don't know yet. But what we do know is we lost one of the greatest singers and performers of all time. And Aretha, we're praying for your soul, and may you rest in peace. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen and Jason working the dials. And I want to really thank the vegans and the vegetarians out there. We make fun of you guys a lot, and, you know, because it's fun. But I really thank you guys, and I've told you why, because then there's more meat for me. So the fact that you guys are saving meat for people like me that love our meat, I thank you. I think that's really admirable. And so now, as a sign of thank you, as thanks and gratitude, I will now give you guys some medical advice. Apparently, in the news, they've been discussing how vegans, even more than vegetarians, could be at risk for some health issues. Now, as a clinician, I haven't seen it. My vegan patients and vegetarian patients were the healthiest. They looked great. They felt great. Their weight was down. Good energy. I rarely saw any cancer. I mean, I'm jealous. I did, however, pick up on some depression. I did pick up on fatigue. So, I mean, some of them had more energy, but some of them said, sometimes I feel sluggish or down or in a funk. And on a few of them, I did suggest, and I know some of you guys are going to be like, but I did suggest some animal protein. Well, I was like, you know what, let's just try it. These were for a select group of people that became a new vegan and just drastically made the change. Placebo kicked in and they felt great. Then they also noticed some good health benefits. They were pooping better and all that. But they were noticing some mood issues. Now, I suspected it wasn't that, it's because they were skipping on cow. I suspected that they had been getting a lot of hormones from their food. And so now they're not getting a lot of that meat, a lot of those hormones. They were going through some changes. One said she was crying a lot. And I said, well, do you want to try a small amount of chicken or fish and see what happens? And, she later said, yeah, I actually went back on meat just a little bit and my moods are better. Again, not because she really had to eat red meat, but maybe it was the hormones in the food. But what I really suspected is it was the B12. Even though her numbers were good and her levels looked okay in her blood, she might have felt a drop. And that 50-point drop or that 100-point drop was enough to make her feel that way. And so we doctors, even though we will promote, you wanting to eat more fruits and vegetables, we are going to be cautiously optimistic if you have any sort of issues that may resemble a vitamin deficiency. So the difference between vegetarians and vegans are vegans will not include egg or dairy or any sort of animal product in their body. Butter, no. Vegetarians are a little bit more flexible. Pescatarians may include fish. You have flexitarians. We'll have a little bit of meat, but for the most part, we're just going to eat fruits and vegetables. I like the whole flexitarian thing. I think that's cool. But according to Kelsey Conroe, MSRDLN told Insider, anytime you cut out an entire food group, as in the case of veganism, where eggs, dairy, and all other animal products are eliminated, you have the risk for nutritional deficiencies. And what's another risk that a lot of people don't realize is if you are new to a vegan diet, the greatest risks could be due because you are not properly planning your meals. So what's happening is some people that have turned vegan, the veterans, they know what they're doing. But some of these newbies will go and reach for vegan packaged food. Right? Food advertised as vegan. And they say you got to be careful. Because if you reach for a vegan sausage or a vegan butter or a vegan cheese, they're often high in salt and they have a long list of ingredients and strange additives. Now, the average vegan I know is natural as can be. Yeah, they go through the natural stuff. But you have some people going, you want to know what, everybody at work is vegan, I'm going to do too. And good for them, by the way. I mean, I love it when, people try to be proactive with their health and they make such sacrifices to their diet as giving up meat, I mean, I really am in awe, of people that could do it. I just make fun of people to make fun of people. It's just funny to say the word vegan. But honestly, I'm in awe of you guys. So I could see why you're like, oh no, I don't have enough vegetables or I need to do something. So you run to the store and you find something that resembles vegan And so you grab it so you could still stay true to your diet. I get that. But what do the healthy vegans do? What healthy vegans do, they have their meals prepped. They got their fruits, they got their vegetables, they got their beans. And actually, they don't have as much gas, because when you're used to the beans, you're good. They got the legumes, and they got the whole grains. And so Dr. Conroe, nutritionist Conroe, recommends quick whole foods like apple with peanut butter, homemade trail mix, or roasted chickpeas. Now, some of you are like, chickpeas? That's animal. No, 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 they're not from chickens. They're just called chickpeas. She said, make meals at home when you can. Meal prep for the week. Keep snacks on hand. Be prepared so you don't become a junk food vegan. Now, dietitian's biggest concerns with vegan clients is a potential deficiency in B12. That's what I was just talking about. So B12 is primarily found in animal products. So they say vegans may need to supplement with vitamin B12 and consume vitamin B12 fortified foods to ensure adequate support of their immune system, sustained energy levels, and protect against nerve damage. What are some other vitamin deficiencies a vegan could possibly have? Well, they say sometimes it could be vitamin D if they're not drinking milk, omega-3 fatty acids, iron, calcium, zinc, iodine. Conroe says extreme fatigue could be the result of nutritional deficiencies or not eating enough. Oftentimes, transitioning to a vegan diet means you are not eating more whole foods and you start to reduce your calorie intake. To ensure you are fueling yourself properly, make sure you are consuming larger portions of fruits, vegetables, plant proteins, whole grains, and healthy fats. But the big thing is getting that protein in. So, legumes, beans do give you gas, but they're good source of protein. Nuts, seeds, whole grains offer a rich proportion of plant protein. But it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get all of your essential amino acids. She recommends quinoa, if I'm pronouncing that right, or quinoa, Q-U-I-N-O-A, as an easy source of protein. So she says it is dangerous, and she's a nutritionist, to follow a vegan diet without proper guidance. Consider meeting with a registered dietitian to discuss your nutrition to ensure you're on track, meeting your estimated needs, and thriving on a plant-based diet. RD is a registered dietitian. If you can't get in with one, they recommend choosing vegetables, nuts, seeds, legumes, healthy fats, fruits, grains, etc. Like avocado. Avocado is excellent. And so, for those of you wanting to lose weight, I don't want to turn vegetarian or vegan. What do I do? Well, you don't have to have meat at every meal. Take the bacon out of your breakfast. Take the chicken out of your sandwich. You know how many times you guys have a sandwich? With, one of my favorite sandwiches is chicken breast with cheese, Swiss cheese, tomato, lettuce. And maybe sourdough or white or whole grain, whatever. Chicken sandwich. Fool your body. You know how you'll eat a chicken sandwich and then you'll accidentally eat the piece of chicken if it's, an abnormal shaped chicken breast? And then you're like, well, I'll just eat the rest of the bread and the lettuce and tomato. You can do that. You can make a lettuce, tomato, cheese sandwich. You can have a peanut butter sandwich. So there are things you can do to swap out the meat and then just have a little bit of meat a few times a week. That'll get you your essential amino acids. The 1-877-DOLLY.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Help
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.